Welcome back to The Space, a mindfulness podcast for everyone. Today, we're going to talk dirty to you. No, don't get too excited. We're talking about dirty pain versus clean pain. It's a term used in acceptance and commitment therapy. The idea is we all experience some pain or discomfort in our lives. It's unavoidable. It's all part of being human. If you feel sadness because you've lost a friend, that's a clean pain. It's natural. It's normal. It's not pathological. Dirty pain happens when we layer an avoidable pain on top of a sensation. All right, we'll give you an example. Your mate can't meet you tonight. You had a gym date, but they've cancelled. You feel disappointed and a little lonely. That's a clean discomfort. Now your mind starts spinning. It's because I'm a horrible person. They don't like me. Everyone else is at the gym. I'm not good enough. I hate myself. And here comes the dirty pain. According to acceptance commitment therapy, dirty pain is the one that can really hurt us. And yet, it's self-inflicted. So, what can we do about it? Next time you feel bad or sad, ask yourself this. Is this a clean or dirty feeling? Usually, if it's a dirty pain, you've taken a situation and attached a story to it. Are you making this feeling bigger than it needs to be? How are you attaching it to your identity? Are you overanalyzing it instead of accepting it? In acceptance commitment therapy, they put it like this. Dirty pain means I'm doing something to make my pain worse. Clean pain means this pain is a natural result of caring. Keep it clean. It's not always best in the bedroom, but it is a better option for your feelings. Space out.